Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
About to have another edition of the Old Settlement Rivalry in St. Genevieve, and it is going to be a fun one as we are live on J98, broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Alongside Michael Goldsmith, I'm Andy Humphrey, as we are ready for Valley Catholic and St. Genevieve tonight. A couple of old rivals squaring off for the 56th time in history. And if you're wondering about the all-time record, well, Valley leads it right now, 29-26 in the all-time series. We'll see what happens this time around. Last year it was St. Genevieve breaking a bit of a losing streak against the Warriors. The Warriors had won five straight the previous year. Last season it was a 7-6 defensive slugfest that the Dragons won. But, Michael, the way that both of these offenses really showed out in their road games last week, we're probably going to see a few more points. At least we think that early on, but the defenses are very strong too.
Yeah, absolutely. Last week, both quarterbacks threw for three touchdowns in the air, and I think the battle tonight, though, with such great defenses, is going to be on the ground. Who can control the ball? Who's going to play mistake-free football? And whoever controls the game and the time of possession might be the victor tonight.
Should be a pretty good one, as we'll talk with both head coaches coming up on the other side of this break as we continue the Fleegs Equipment pregame show from St. Genevieve. It's Valley Catholic and the St. Genevieve Dragons squaring off at about 7 o'clock or so. We'll take a break and talk with the Dragons head coach Ken Weick after this. You're listening to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
This is Tristan Casby, linebacker running back for the Fredericktown Blackcats. You're listening to high school football on J98.
We welcome you back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98. Old Settlement Rivalry about to get underway. Valley and St. Genevieve, and Dragons head coach Ken Weick joining us now. Another edition of this, coach. You got it last year in a defensive struggle. Don't know if we'll see that probably again tonight, because both these offenses really showed out last week. And do you expect probably a few more points in this one?
I expect that, but man, I'd love to see that 7-6 again in our favor, you know, obviously. But I like defensive games. Hopefully both, you know, we'll come out and play hard. I know they're hard to stop, so hopefully we'll get after them.
With what Logan Gegg did last week, you know, obviously putting up the yards, really leading the offense well. With what Valley's defense probably will present to him tonight, what are you kind of preparing him for?
Well, just about everything, you know, because they're gonna show us what they showed us last week, and then they're gonna show us something new. They always do. So Logan's just gonna have to be, you know, be prepared for whatever they give him. And you know, his biggest thing is just be patient. You know, we're not gonna get the yards, I don't think, like we did last week. I hope we do, but it's gonna be a little tougher to come by this week. I think we know that. So. You know, our kids know they got to dig in and be ready for a fight.
Obviously, around Logan Gegg, a lot of really experienced skill players as well. How much do you think you'll be relying on them to try and put up the points tonight?
Oh, a ton. You know, we've got to have it from everybody tonight. This is the one where, you know, we talk about it all week, but I don't have to say too much. These guys know. They're ready to get into it. And everybody wants to shine in this game. Everybody wants the ball. And that's what I want. You know, nobody's backing away. Oh, I don't know about this. You know, you kind of get that sometimes. But not this group. They all want the ball. They're all ready for this.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Ken White, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, joining us on J98.
In 1973, Comtree was established to meet a great need through opening a halfway house. The spark of meeting residents' needs continues to reignite in 2019. We've expanded our services to become the mental health safety net of Jefferson County while offering nationally recognized dental care and primary care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Fall is here and winter is on its way. This is Andy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. We're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season. Plumbing, electrical hardware, lumber, tools, and so much, much more. Stop by and see us and check out the Makita, Yeti, Benjamin Moore, Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington.
This is Bradley Dickerson, lineman for the North County Raiders. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Welcome back on the Fleet's Equipment pregame show on J98, and we're about to get Valley and St. Genevieve started here in St. Genevieve as Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, joins us now. Coach, after last week's win, the momentum that you're trying to build into this big matchup, which is always big for your team every single year, how was it kind of different, trying to prepare for this one after last week's win?
Well, it's always hard to prepare for St. Jan, and this year's probably even harder than before. They're kind of running in a new offense, and I think their staff knows our kids really well. Our staff knows their kids really well, and I think both teams are going to have a good season, and I think it should be a good evening.
With what Chase Dunlap showed you last week, and how he tries to build that into week two, and what he might see against St. Genevieve, how have you kind of prepared him for this one?
Well, the same way we always do. Chase has come a long way with his body and his mind, and we just want Chase to be Chase and do his thing and be an athlete out there.
Both defenses really showed out in their road games last week. What did you kind of preach to your defense to try and have the edge tonight?
Well, the same thing you tell your defense every week, that you got to limit the big play, you got to understand your job, do your job to the best of your ability, and trust your teammates.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck out there.
Okay, thank you.
Judd Nagger, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, joining us on J98.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
This is Ian Curry, lineman for the Perryville Pirates. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Back in St. Genevieve for the Old Settlement rivalry, St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic. We're at the home stadium of the St. Genevieve Dragons for this one. Alongside Michael Goldsmith, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Both these teams come in at 1-0. Valley Catholic, a 36-7 victory over St. Vincent on J98 last week. The Dragons with a 49-7 road win over Dexter, the team that they lost to in triple overtime in the playoffs a season ago. Both these teams really did show out on the road last year, and now they face off once again in week two for the 56th time in history. Team captains are at the midfield circle for the coin toss, which is brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online to newerabank.com. Member FDIC. St. Genevieve in the green tops, the white numbers on the front and back, and the black trim, the SG written where the nameplate would usually be on the back of the jersey. White pants, white helmets with the green stripe along the middle of the helmet, and SG written in green on either side of those helmets. Valley Catholic in the road white uniforms with the blue numbers and letters on the front and back, and Valley written across the front. They've got the white helmets with the blue V on either side and the blue stripes in between. And that's your uniform check brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when you need it most. St. Jen will receive the football first after the coin toss there. So it'll be the Dragons and Logan Gegg, the quarterback and Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week for the first week of the fall 2019 season, to take the field against the Warriors defense. And what are you looking for early, Michael?
Well, as I said earlier, who's going to control the ball? Last week, Valley had problems in the first quarter, a lot of turnovers. St. Jen, if they can capitalize on those turnovers, if there are any, it's going to make a big difference in this ball game.
St. Genevieve last week was not the first on the scoreboard against Dexter. They actually scored the first touchdown after a blocked punt. They were able to get good field position out of that and then score. But then it was 49 unanswered points by the Dragons to seal the victory on the road as the offense was able to find its rhythm. Kind of the same thing happened with Valley Catholic. Some issues with the St. Gen defense early on. As you mentioned, the troubles to hang on to the football. But as both offenses start to settle in, we might see a little bit more cohesiveness. But it'll be up to the defenses to try and stop that.
Yeah, Valley Catholic kind of has the two-headed monster. They've got some giants in the backfield with Corey Stoll and Colin Grass. If they get the running game going tonight, it might spell trouble for the Dragons.
Well, beautiful weather for some football, and it was a little bit hot earlier today. It's cooled down to about 83 degrees, mostly cloudy, supposed to get down into the mid-70s by the end of the contest tonight. And your weather update is brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. The Warriors kicking off from left to right on your radio dial. Colton Nagger with the boot. We're underway in the 56th edition of the Old Settlement Rivalry. It begins with a kickoff out of bounds on the far sideline. The flag comes out, and St. Genevieve will start with good field position at the 35-yard line.
So what happened last week, there were just some really mistakes early in the game, and kicking the ball out of bounds here is not how you want to start the game for Valley.
So they'll put it on the far hash mark, and Logan Gegg will set up this first play for the Dragons. First and 10 from their own 35. They'll come out with a three wide out set, one back joining Logan Gegg. And that's Zach Boyer back there, who had a great game last week despite not being in the starting lineup. He's in motion here. The snap goes to Gegg. He's met early in the backfield on a quarterback keeper, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing else as the linebacking core for Valley Catholic was quick to that one. Colin Grass looked to be the first one to the football.
Well, they really stuffed the run up the middle. Looked like a play action there, and he just kept the ball quarterback up the middle, but no gain on that.
Starters for the Dragons on the offensive line. It goes Clayton Kreitler, Hunter Lawrence, Coy Fleeg, Evan Walker, and Luke Goodwin from left to right on the line. As they have a five wide out set here, three to the right, two to the left. The snap on second down and 10. Gegg back to pass. Goes up the middle on the keeper once again. Nobody was open, but he got what he could. It was a two-yard gain there. Got to the 37, and it'll be third down and 8 coming up for the Dragons on the opening drive of the game. So the first third down conversion that the Dragons are facing in this contest. They look to the sideline for the call. Still that five wideout set, it looks like. They use a lot of wideouts, including Bryce Trowinger, Logan Trowinger, Peyton Matthews, Brett Beezer, and Zach Boyer, who had 161 yards receiving and two touchdowns last week. He also ran for another score. Third down and 8, three to the right and two to the left on the wideouts. Here's the snap. The pass from Gegg down the far sideline. It goes long and incomplete. Wanted Logan Trowinger, the junior, streaking down that far sideline, but overcooked it on the pass. And with 10:38 to go in the first quarter of play, St. Genevieve is facing fourth down and 8.
It's one of those looks we're going to see tonight from St. Jen, the trips wide right there. And they're going to show some different offensive looks to hopefully confuse Valley. And we'll see how it works out as the game goes along.
They are keeping the offense on the field on fourth down and 8. So we'll see what they are able to cook up here, trying for their first fourth down conversion. Here's the snap to Gegg, rolls to the right. It's actually a pooch punt, and he'll let it go down the far sideline, bounces inside the 40, then goes out of bounds, and Valley Catholic will start their first drive of the game at about the 39-yard line with 10:33 to go in the first quarter. So nothing doing for the Dragons on their first drive, only 2 yards on the ground, and that's all they can muster up. So now it'll be Chase Dunlap and the Valley Catholic offense looking to get things going on their first drive of the game. Offensive line goes from left to right. Zach Wolk, Peyton Tucker, Kyle Roth, Joe Williams, and Cody Bosler. They go with five wide as well, four to the right and one to the left. As Dunlap takes the snap, rolls right side, short pass, it's complete to Corey Stoll, who then slips on the turf, got to about the 40-yard line, but then was dragged down by a couple of defenders there. It looked like the DB, Jesse Kemper, was there first. Only a 1 yard gain on the pass play, second and nine.
It's not surprising to see them come out pretty fast. Looks like they're going to control the tempo, keep the tempo up and going, and quick play action there, and on to second down.
Shotgun for Dunlap. He's got Stoll to his right. Now they'll motion three receivers to the right side. Nobody on the far side left, even though that's the longer side of the field. Play clock under 10, and there's the snap. Dunlap running right side, gets past the 40, then dragged down at around the 44, but he lunged forward to the 45-yard line for a gain of 5 yards on Chase Dunlap, who ran it for 66 yards on 7 carries and also got a touchdown on the ground last week against St. Vincent. Makes it third down and 4 at the 45 of Valley. No score early on. Valley Catholic's first drive of the game. We'll come out in the shotgun set once again. Trips to the left side. Nobody on the right. Corey Stoll flanked to the right of Dunlap. Claps his hands twice. Low snap. Rolls left side. Looking to throw. He's under pressure. Gets away from it. And now he'll go to the other side where there's a lot of room. But dragged down in the backfield. And what a play there from St. Genevieve's Charles Finley making the tackle. The senior stopped Dunlap for no gain. It looked like he had a lot of running room, but it closed up quickly as Finley brings up fourth down for the Warriors.
Great pursuit by the defense. Everybody stayed home, which is what you're supposed to do. They didn't pursue to the opposite side of the field, and no, very little gain on that play. So up comes fourth down.
Interesting call here. They'll lead the offense once again. Now Dunlap can punt too, so they'll bring back somebody back for the Dragons. Now they'll bring him a little bit further in as Dunlap will now back up, and looks like he will be punting on this one as he lets it go. Logan Trollinger was back, but it looks like he won't have a chance to get it as the ball trickles inside the 20-yard line. They will down it at the 16 of St. Genevieve. 8:21 to go first quarter. No score between the Dragons and Warriors in the Old Settlement rivalry. And kind of like how it started last year, bit of a defensive struggle, although both touchdowns that both teams had was in the first quarter. But it seems to be starting out much more defensively in this one for both teams.
Yeah, we're seeing that now. What's interesting is neither team has gone to their running back. Both of them had success on the ground last week, and we'll see how long they keep this pass option going.
Yeah, some wide sets from both sides. Five wide for Gegg as he takes the snap. He'll run it up the middle. Gets met early, but got past the line of scrimmage. Minimal gain there as he was brought down by the All-State defensive end, Kyle Roth. Only a 2 yard gain for Gegg. It brings up second and 8. Getting the call from the sideline once again. Four wide out set, two to the left and two to the right. One back, Zach Boyer to the left of Logan Gegg. They're still waiting for the sign. 13 seconds on the play clock. Now the Dragons are ready. 5 seconds to get the snap off. They do as Gegg is back to pass. Looking left side, he'll tuck and run once again. Got to the 15-yard line and then dragged down.
Well, we're seeing
about the 16, and it'll bring up third and 5.
We're seeing great defense in the secondary. The coverage on the receivers has been outstanding, and that's forcing Gegg to really just take it, tuck it in, and run it up the field.
Third and 5 for the Dragons. Couldn't convert in third and 8 last drive. We'll see what they can do on their second drive with 7 minutes to go. First quarter, no score. Moving from right to left on your radio dial as they look to the sideline once again. 15 on the play clock. And they'll take their time a little bit more to make sure that they read the defense as long as they can. And now they get the sign. Gegg ready for the snap with three wide to the right, one to the left. They hand it off. It's to Boyer running right side. Got tripped up as he crossed the 15-yard line. Only lunged forward to about the 17 for a gain of one. It'll bring up fourth down and four, approaching 6.5 to go in the first quarter of play. We'll see what they do here. They will bring out the punt team. Owen Vioxx back to receive the punt from Logan Gegg. Vioxx standing at his 50-yard line for Valley Catholic. Maybe a few steps in on the St. Genevieve side of the field as well. It's a high snap. Goes to the end zone. Gegg goes back to pick it up. He's in trouble, though, and he has to try and run for it himself. He's going to pass, and it's incomplete off the hands of Thomas O'Brien, who had split out wide, a broken play that the Dragons tried to turn into a first down. There is a flag down on the far side of the field, and it'll be for an ineligible man downfield on the Dragons, which I believe they will decline, Valley Catholic will, to get the football in great field position inside the St. Genevieve 20-yard line. And there will be a quick timeout here, and we will take it as well with 6:05 to go in the first quarter of play. Scoreless game so far between St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic, but the Warriors will have great field position on their second drive of the game coming up after this on J98.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started. Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
Filet-O-Fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
This is Garrett Double R, quarterback for the St. Vincent Indians. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
High School Football on J98 is brought to you by Al's Auto Body and Glass in St. Genevieve, by Applebee's in Farmington, by Coble Banker Holsey in Farmington, and by Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. Valley Catholic with the football at the St. Genevieve 17-yard line. That's where they will start the drive after the botched punt by St. Genevieve. Dunlap takes the snap, hands off on a jet sweep to Corey Stoll, running left side. He broke a tackle, almost lunged forward toward the first down line, but was out of bounds before that at around the 10. He does pick up 7 yards on the play, and we're under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. No score between the Dragons and Warriors, but Valley Catholic looking to change that with 2nd and 3 at the St. Gen 10.
Great field position. They need to capitalize here. Last week, Stoll had some great runs, and if he can break something to the outside, he might have some good gains here tonight.
2nd and 3, Dunlap with 4 wideouts, 3 to the far side left. 1 is in motion. It's Stoll. He fakes the handoff to him. Dunlap running up the middle. Got gobbled up. I believe he has first down yardage, though. Zach Boyer was in on the stop. Correction, that was Jesse Kemper making the stop there. He does get a first down. Ball is spotted at the 6. And it's our first Coble Banker Holsey first down of the game. Coble Banker Holsey, they move this down. And it's 1st and goal at the 6 for the Warriors. Under 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Three carries and 9 yards for Dunlap so far. The quarterback claps his hands on 1st and goal. Hands off to Corey Stoll, sweeping to the right side, but tripped up in the backfield. And a big play there from Bryce Trollinger stepping up and getting the tackle for a loss. Down at the 9-yard line for a loss of 3.
Well, Trollinger just shot past the tackle there into the backfield. Made a great open field tackle for a loss on the play.
So it's 2nd and goal from the 9. Approaching 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Again, no score between Valley Catholic and St. Genevieve, but the Warriors trying to capitalize on the special teams mistake by the Dragons with the high snap on the punt. Dunlap claps his hands, takes the snap, back to throw, and he looks over the middle and gets to his check down. That's Colin Grass, the running back, who makes the grab, but only gains maybe a yard or two to about the 7-yard line. And it'll be 3rd and goal from there.
They were trying to set up the middle screen on that play, but it was well covered by the Dragons, who didn't bite on that one.
Dunlap gets the call from the sideline, looks down at his wristband on his left arm, under 4.5 to go, first quarter. And the Dragons defense trying to come up with a big stop right near their own goal line. Two plays away from doing so as Dunlap is in the gun with Stoll to his left. He takes the snap. Back to throw. Looking left. He's under pressure. Squirts out from that pressure. Now running around to the right side to the five. Lunging to the end zone and he's in. Touchdown, Valley Catholic. It was a broken play. He didn't have anybody open, but Dunlap was able to find the running room on the right side, and Valley Catholic draws first blood in the Old Settlement rivalry. 6-0, they lead it with 4:02 to go first quarter.
What a great scramble. That's what you expect from your experienced quarterback. He's going to stay calm. He's going to look for the receiver. He checks it down, and then he just makes a scramble and finds the end zone.
Colton Nagger squaring up for the extra point. The holder, Owen Viox. Nagger's been the kicker since he was a freshman, a junior this year, as he splits the uprights on that one to make it 7-0 Valley Catholic. 4:02 to go, first quarter. We're back after this on J98.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
I'm Dylan Corcoran, quarterback/D-back for Park Hill Central Rebels, and you're listening to High School Football J98 The Boot.
With a kickoff into the end zone for a touchback after the Valley Catholic touchdown. They lead it 7-0, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. And for our Gilson Mary Lee drive recap, we'll go to Michael Goldsmith.
We had a five-play drive there, 17 yards in total, capped off by an 8-yard touchdown score by the quarterback Chase Dunlap. The PAT good. And Valley leads 7-0.
Gilson Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates with benefits and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. St. Genevieve on their next drive throws a screen pass out to the right side. Zach Boyer with the catch and makes it happen with his legs there as he goes out of bounds. Close to first down yardage. Started at the 20, got to about the 28. A gain of 8 yards on first down for the Dragons, and by far their most positive play of the night offensively in this one so far, with 3:55 to go, first quarter. Gagging the shotgun again on second down and two. Takes the snap in a four-wide set. Pump fake once. Throws over the middle. It's tipped and incomplete. Wanted Logan Trollinger a bit over his head. He got a hand to it, but was unable to get both up. Almost intercepted behind the play there by a Valley Catholic DB. That was Aiden Heberle who almost had a shot at it. Third down and two for the Dragons. 0 for 2 so far on third down tonight.
Keg looked pretty good on that last pass. He was patient. He stepped up in the pocket, just overthrew his receiver, but the receiver was open.
Keg in the gun, four wide out set again. He will run it on third down. Gets tripped up as he had running room, but it was broken up right away. As on the play, it was Peyton Tucker. Colin Grass, I beg your pardon, the all-district linebacker, was the one that made the tackle for no gain on the play. So fourth and two, offense still out there. We'll see if they actually run a play or if they punt it like they did two drives ago. Gag takes the snap, and they will try to throw. Breaks one tackle. Now he punts it, and it's a good one as it takes a St. Genevieve bounce inside the 25, inside the 20, and it's down at the 18-yard line. So at the start of that play, it looked like they were trying to find somebody downfield, but then Logan Gegg made the read and decided to just boot it away.
It's one of those plays that unless he is wide open, you don't make that pass.
For
sure. You just pooch punt the ball down the field, and it ended up working out well for St. Jen.
So 3:11 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Valley Catholic. They've got the football back at their own 18-yard line. Chase Dunlap ready to lead the offense for their third drive of the game. Got the 7-yard touchdown run on that first drive. Dunlap ran it in for a touchdown last week, had three touchdowns through the air against St. Vincent, 190 passing yards. And the senior trying to make it happen in the rivalry with St. Genevieve tonight. Five wide out set, four to the near side right as Dunlap takes the snap on first down. Airs it out far sideline, and the pass is intercepted. Logan Trollinger leapt up and took it away from the far side receiver. And St. Genevieve with the first takeaway in this Old Settlement rivalry as they'll have it at their own 49-yard line after the pick by Logan Trollinger.
What a great pick by Trollinger. Just waited patiently on that ball, leapt up, made a great, great grab. It'll be first and 10 for St. Jen.
And by far their best field position so far in their fourth drive, 3:04 to go first quarter. Gagging the gun. Maybe this is the spark that St. Genevieve's offense needs as he takes the snap. Quick throw, left side, it's complete. And across midfield to the 47-yard line of Valley Catholic goes the receiver, Peyton Matthews, who made three catches last week for 23 yards, gets his first there on first down and a gain of four on the play to make it second and six. Gag, 2 of 4 throwing the ball so far. 2:35 to go first quarter. Second down and six as he takes the snap, rolling left side, has some running room as he goes up the middle, but then he's met at the line of scrimmage by Peyton Tucker as well as Colin Grass, who closed up that gap right away. No gain on the play for Logan Gegg, who's carried it six times now, and it'll be third down and six coming up for the Dragons, approaching 2 minutes to go first quarter. Here's the play as Gegg rolls out right side. He's got a man open downfield. Trollinger tried to come back to it, and it's incomplete off his hands. In coverage there, Corey Stoll. They almost lost Trollinger behind the defense there, but it was a bit underthrown by Gegg, and now it's fourth down and six.
He was wide open. Had that pass been thrown 2 yards deeper, it would have been a score for St. Jen.
Missed opportunity there. Now they'll see what they can do on fourth and six with 2:02 to play first quarter. They'll leave the offense out there. Gegg in the four wide set, shotgun formation, takes the snap, a low one. He is pressured and sacked. Up the middle came the defensive lineman for Valley Catholic. That was Zach Wolk, who makes the big sack on fourth down. It brings them all the way back to the St. Genevieve 42-yard line. And that was a loss of 11 yards, and Valley Catholic will start once again in St. Genevieve territory to try and add to their 7-0 lead, under two to play in the first quarter.
Wolk was a monster last week, had a couple sacks on that defense, was deep in the backfield on all kinds of plays, and he's already started again tonight.
Dunlap with four wideouts, three to the far side left in the shotgun formation on first and 10 from the St. Gen 42. Hands off. Colin Grass up the gut. Broke one tackle, but then was dragged down by St. Genevieve's Austin Bullock there. Got forward progress to the 37-yard line of the Dragons on a 5-yard gain. Make it second and five. First carry for Grass tonight. Corey Stoll got a few more carries in the win against St. Vincent last week, but both running backs were very good. Grass had a 60-yard touchdown reception last week. He's in the backfield with Dunlap on second and five. Takes a high snap and runs with it left side. Has blocks. Breaks one tackle. Gets across the first down marker. Close to the 30-yard line. Dragged down at the 31 on a gain of 6 yards for Chase Dunlap. Again doing it with his legs. And with 70 seconds to play first quarter, Valley Catholic with a first down at the St. Gen 31, up 7-0.
We're going to see a lot of that quarterback scrambling tonight with the wide sets on offense. It just gives him some room for the pass, but if not, he'll keep it on the ground.
Again, a four wide out set. Dunlap claps his hands. Now he looks to the sideline for the call. Grass in the backfield with him to his left. Takes the snap on first and 10. Pump fakes once. Has a man over the middle. Oh, underthrown and incomplete. He wanted Owen Viox, who was open on the slant pattern, but just a little bit at his feet there. And with 40 seconds left, it'll be second and 10 for Valley Catholic in the first quarter. Dunlap also 2 of 4 for just 3 yards and a pick. But Dunlap so far on the ground has been efficient. 5 carries so far for 22 yards. Takes the snap here on second down. He'll have a throwback as that's complete to Jaden Gagne. He has room. 15, 10, and then tripped up inside the 10-yard line. Bryce Trowinger made the touchdown-saving tackle, but Jaden Gagne gets to the 6-yard line on a pass play of 25 yards, making it first and goal Valley once again. Correction, they put him at the 7, so a 24-yard gain for Gagne.
Just a great pass across the field. Great gain on the play, and we're looking at another first and goal.
First and goal from the 7. Dunlap takes the snap, runs up the middle. There's a flag down near side. He gets into the end zone for what looks to be a touchdown, but we'll check the flag on this near side. And we'll see what it was. And it is an illegal formation on the Warriors, backing them up 5 yards to the 12, so it'll be first and goal from there. So take the touchdown off the board. Valley still with a 7-0 lead, 18 seconds to go first quarter. And we see our first penalty of the night. Well, actually second. The first penalty came on the kickoff to open up the game. But the first accepted penalty, we should say.
Quite a bit different from Valley last week, who the flags were flying in the first quarter alone.
They certainly were. So first and goal from the 12 for the Warriors. Shotgun formation for Dunlap. Grass is in the slot on the right side. Gagne is out wide on the right. Vioxx to the left as they hand it off to C.J. Stoll as he has room to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Great blocking up front by the Warriors, and Stoll runs in for the 12-yard scamper to make it 13-0 Valley Catholic. Now a flag came in at the end of the play, I believe after the touchdown. Maybe some extracurricular activity between these two teams afterwards. Looked like a personal foul on the Dragons. And they'll see if they can enforce that on the kickoff or what they will decide to do with that penalty. Either way, they'll set up for the extra point with Colton Nagar already 1-for-1 today. He's ready for it on our right side. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. The snap, the hold by Vioxx. The kick is a high one, and it is through. 14-0. Valley Catholic with the lead over St. Genevieve with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we're back after this on J98.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
This is Landon Porter, center for the DeSoto Dragons. You're listening to High School Football on
J98. High School Football on J98 is brought to you by Comtree of Festus, by the Doe Run Company, by First State Community Bank in Farmington, by Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, and by Gateway Region YMCA in St. Louis. 14-0 Valley Catholic over St. Genevieve in the Old Settlement rivalry. Final seconds of the first quarter, 13 seconds remaining, and the Warriors will kick off from St. Genevieve territory after the personal foul penalty on the Dragons, and this will be a high kick, and it will go through the end zone for Colton Nagar's second touchback of the game, and we'll go to Michael Goldsmith for our Gilson Mary Lee drive recap.
Another 5-play drive for Valley, ending in a 12-yard run by Stoll. He found the end zone. St. Jen just couldn't stop him there, and then a costly penalty afterwards, and they'll see what they can do in offense here.
Quick note, both touchdowns from Valley Catholic were followed up by the drive starting in St. Genevieve territory, so they're giving themselves good field position early on. They're starting to win that in this first quarter, and we'll see how St. Genevieve tries to get that momentum back in this one. 13 seconds to go, first quarter of play. Going from right to left are the Dragons. Two men in motion going from the right to the left. gagging the gun as he takes the low snap. It's an option play, pitches it. It's on the turf, and it's picked up by the Warriors. Colin Grass came into the backfield and picked up the loose ball. A turnover for the Dragons. Colin Grass with the fumble recovery. And once again, the Warriors will have excellent field position with 8 seconds to go first quarter. They will set up at the St. Genevieve 16-yard line after that fumble.
Just too many mistakes here in the first quarter by St. Gen. They're going to have to take care of the football. And, of course, Valley capitalizing already twice, and here we go again with great field position.
Well, we've already surpassed last year's combined point total in just the first quarter, 7-6 last year. Valley Catholic with 14 points on their own in the first. 8 seconds to go, and we'll have a false start on this first play of the drive for Valley Catholic as pretty much all the receivers on the left side started moving after that first clap from Chase Dunlap. And so they'll back up 5 yards to the 21 of St. Genevieve to make it first and 15. Second penalty on the Warriors. That will set up at the 21 of St. Genevieve. Still the same formation. 5 wideouts set, 4 to the far side left. And Dunlap all alone in the backfield. Claps his hands once, claps his hands twice, takes the snap. He'll run it up the gut. Now over the left tackle, a pass the 20, 15, 10, 5, and dragged down just inside the 5-yard line. They'll down him at about the 2. But got the first down after a gain of 19 yards on the ground for Chase Dunlap. And that should be the final play of the first quarter, and it will be. A great first quarter for Valley Catholic. 14-0 they lead it over the St. Genevieve Dragons in the old settlement rivalry at St. Genevieve High School. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
This is Reese Francis, wide receiver D-back for the Ferretown Blackcats. Listen to High School Football on J98.
Second quarter now between Valley Catholic and St. Genevieve as the Warriors are once again threatening to score. They already lead 14-0. And they've got first and goal from the 3-yard line after the 18-yard run by Chase Dunlap, the quarterback. He's been good on the ground so far, still trying to put it together through the passing game, but still has a lot of time to do that. He's in the shotgun with Corey Stoll, the running back, to his left, and 2 wideouts. Claps his hands, takes the snap, he'll hand off. Corey Stoll, running right side, has the blocks to the pylon. He's in, touchdown. His second score of the first half. Corey Stoll runs it in from 3 yards out. And Valley Catholic has all of the momentum early on. They lead it 20-0 early in the second quarter.
Stoll finding the end zone again. It's what he did last week so well. And there's a big hole now for St. Genevieve. Soon to be down, if the PAT is good, 21-0.
Dagger 2-for-2 on extra points. Snap is down, hold is good, kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-0, Valley Catholic. And just like that, they've made it a 3-score game just in the blink of an eye. It was deadlocked in last year's matchup between these two teams. The difference was a missed extra point by Valley Catholic. Of course, Colton Nagger is perfect so far on those tonight. And St. Gen was able to ride their defense the rest of the way to a 7-6 victory. But so far, Valley Catholic has had their number early on. Both teams have had one takeaway, but it just seems that for Valley Catholic, they're happening at more opportune times and they're getting the better field position from it.
Yeah, they're capitalizing on every mistake. We've had 10 drives in this game so far. None of them have been over five plays in a drive.
It just goes to show how well these defenses can play, but it just seems that Valley Catholic is having a bit of the bigger play when they need it the most. And St. Genevieve's still looking for that. They have not had a play tonight go more than 8 yards.
Yeah, they really haven't had a chance to get the offense going at all, and we'll see what they do on this next drive.
Warriors will kick off from right to left in their all-white uniforms. Dragons back to receive it. Nagger with the kick, and it's another good one, and it goes through the back of the end zone. Man, he hit the other side of the end zone all the way through. He is really showing out on those kickoffs and getting a lot of high fives from the sideline after that one. 11:56 to go in the first half. St. Genevieve trying to get something going offensively. Logan Gegg so far 2 of 5 for 12 yards through the air. Tried to get it going on the ground, but last time he had an attempted carry, he was sacked for 11 yards, and that really hurt his rushing attempts or his rushing total so far. We'll see if the Dragons can de-stagnate here as they have first down and 10. Quick throw right side on first down. It's complete, and Zach Boyer with the catch, but he's met early as the Warriors secondary is there quickly, as well as Colin Grass, who tripped him up. Jaden Gegg was in on the stop as well. No gain on that first pass play. Second and 10.
Great pursuit by the defense. They were up quick on that out pass.
Gegg in the gun once again with five wideouts, three to the left and two to the near side right. Calls for it, takes the snap. He's back to throw, has a man down the near sideline. It's Trowinger. He comes back to it and makes the catch. Spins away from the tackle at midfield, shakes away from one man to the 40, and he's tackled at the 39-yard line. And that's the boost that St. Genevieve needed. 41 yards down the field. Logan Trowinger making the catch and then making it happen with his feet as well as they're into Valley territory at the 39.
That's exactly what we were talking about. St. Gen needed some big plays. They stretch out the field. Gegg found his man, and a big completion here as they're into Valley territory.
First down and 10. Gegg back to throw, rolling left side. Now he'll keep it as he gets across the line of scrimmage and then brought down before he gets to the 35-yard line, a gain of about 3 yards. And it looks like a Dragon is slow to get up, and they'll halt play here as might have been Clayton Kreitler, who's back on his feet trying to maybe get off the sideline. He'll have to come out now since they stopped the clock, and Kreitler limping on his left leg, it appears. Now he's going back to the ground. So an injury timeout as both teams will head to the sideline. We'll take the timeout as well. 10:42 to go, first half. 21-0 Valley Catholic, but St. Genevieve driving. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
This is Ben Dunlap, lineman for the North County Raiders. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Back after that 30-second McDonald's fast break timeout. McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg, another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Clayton Kreitler getting an ovation from the crowd after coming off the field, was limping on that after that last play. So he'll set out at least one play here as the Dragons drive down the field. They're at the 36 of Valley Catholic, trailing 21-0 in this second quarter, 10:42 remaining. It'll be second down and 7 for the Dragons. As Logan Gegg gets his offense settled. Pistol formation, Boyer right behind him in the shotgun as he takes the snap, runs with it himself, past the 35 to the 30, 25, and then dragged down inside the 25-yard line. Logan Gegg with a nice gain on the ground of 12 yards. And that'll be a first down for St. Genevieve with 10:25 to go in the first half.
Gag making some nice cuts there, made some defensive guys miss on some tackles. Big first down, and St. Gen's really finding some momentum now in offense.
Big play a few moments ago, that 41-yard completion to Logan Trollinger to kind of dig them away from their own territory a little bit. Now they're in Valley territory on first down. And here's the play. Logan Gegg pump fakes once. Now he'll tuck and run. He's forced out of bounds on the near side. Hot pursuit there by the Warriors, Zach Wolk. And it looks like Gegg got 1 yard out of that play, so it'll be second and 9 from the Valley Catholic 23. Dragons still looking for their first points. This has been their most promising drive yet. But they trail 21-0 and have a long way to go. Gegg in the gun with four wideouts. Takes the snap on second and 9. He is under pressure and he is dragged down. Colton Nagger. Not only is the kicker, but he's also a defensive tackle. And he makes the sack there, bringing Gegg down at the 29-yard line for a loss of 6 yards.
Nagger with great penetration into the backfield. And a great tackle there. A big-time sack. St. Jen facing a long third down now.
Third and 15, in fact. 0-for-4 on third down so far tonight. Gegg takes the snap, looking to throw. Again, flushed out of the pocket, and again taken down. This time it's Kyle Roth with the sack. Down to the 36-yard line. That's a loss of 7. And now it'll be fourth down and very long. 22 yards to go for the first down for the Dragons as we approach 9 minutes to go first half.
Those sacks are really hurting St. Jen. I believe that's the third sack for Valley tonight. And their defense is just pummeling in the backfield here.
Well, they have the offense out. They can still probably pooch punt it if they want, but it's a weird spot on the field on fourth and 22. Gegg is back to throw. He's looking. He airs it out toward the middle of the field, and the ball is batted up. A flag comes in as it's incomplete, but we'll see who gets tagged with this one, and they haven't indicated just yet. And kind of a desperation play there from Logan Gegg just to see what he could get down the middle of the field, maybe get a call or somehow have one of his receivers come up with it. They'll say pass interference on Valley Catholic.
What a huge break here for St. Jen, getting the pass interference call.
So they'll walk it 15 yards, but it will not be an automatic first down. It will still be fourth down, and they've now got 7 yards to go after that PI. So still some work to do here for the Dragons. Fourth down and 7. Five wide out set as Gegg is in the gun. Dragons trailing 21-0, trying to keep this drive alive in Valley territory. Here's the play, airing it toward the far sideline. It is dropped in the end zone. It was almost picked off. Jaden Gegg, great coverage there on the wide receiver, Peyton Matthews. And after some big plays there from the Dragons, the drive eventually stalls, and it's a turnover on downs. Valley Catholic will take over at their own 22. 8:32 to go, first half, and Valley Catholic nursing a 21-0 lead. Chase Dunlap back out on the field, and Dunlap, well, so far he hasn't really gotten the passing game going, but a nice completion on his last throw, 24 yards to Jaden Gegg. He's now 3 of 5 tonight for 27 yards. Your stats brought to you by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. It's a run on first down for the Warriors as they give it to Colin Grass right up the gut. He gets to the 25-yard line where he's dragged down. Gain of 3 yards there for the senior back, and it's second and 7.
St. Jen had a promising last drive. They actually went 8 plays, their longest drive of the game so far. And they can keep spreading things out, throwing it down the field. Hopefully it can get their offense started.
Four wideouts set again for the Warriors in their all-white uniforms. It's Stoll, the running back, next to Dunlap in the gun. Claps his hands, takes the snap, hands off to Stoll, running right side, cuts it back, breaks a tackle, gets past the line of scrimmage, but then sandwiched down at the 27-yard line after a gain of 2. That'll bring up 3rd and 5 for the Warriors as we approach 7.5 to go in the first half. And the Warriors up 21-0. Stoll already with two touchdowns. 25 yards on the ground on five carries for Stoll. Dunlap calls for it twice. Now he'll look for the sideline call. Four wideouts set again, balanced with two wideouts on either side. It's 3rd and 5 for the Warriors at their own 27. Dunlap airs it out toward middle of the field. It is off the hands of Heberle and incomplete. In coverage there for the Dragons was Charles Finley. 7:08 to go, second quarter, 4th down and 5 for the Warriors. What will they do on this particular drive? I would imagine that Chase Dunlap will probably back up and punt it. They'll at least show an offensive formation to start. And Dunlap will now take a few steps back. And he will boot it away on 4th down as it bounces at the 45 inside the 40. Trollinger is standing by it, but he won't pick it up as it rolls to the 25 and to about the 24-yard line. Good punt from Chase Dunlap there. With 6:55 to go in the second quarter of play, Valley Catholic 21, St. Genevieve nothing. We will be back in 30 seconds on J98.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here. Mineral Area College.
This is Cale Grimaud, middle linebacker for Perryville Pirates football. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Welcome back to St. Genevieve, Valley Catholic 21, St. Genevieve nothing. High School Football on J98 is brought to you by Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, by Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville, by Hearing Care Partners in Farmington, by Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, by Innovative Warehouse in Farmington, and by Jefferson College in Hillsborough. Alongside Michael Goldsmith, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step while St. Genevieve drives on this next series that they'll have. We'll try and get some scores from around the area on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Meanwhile, Logan Gegg will line things up for his offense. Still with no points on the board. Their last drive, a bit more promising. Had a 41-yard completion to Logan Trollinger. Three men in motion here. One will join Gegg in the backfield. That's the back, Austin Bullock. Taking the snap, Gegg. He hands off on the jet sweep to Boyer. Has blocks downfield across the 25-30, 35-40, 45-50, to the 40, to the 30. One man drags him down, and it's Jaden Gegg who makes the touchdown-saving tackle. But to the 25-yard line runs Zach Boyer on a big play there as he gets 51 yards on that jet sweep. And another big burst there that the Dragons need to build on, Michael.
They need to do something here. That was a great play. Boyer showing his speed to the outside. And he just broke loose and really a touchdown-saving tackle there at the end of the play.
First down and 10 for the Dragons from the Warriors' 25-yard line. Here's the snap to Gegg. Quick throw left side complete to Matthews, and then he's gobbled up right away by that big linebacking core for Valley Catholic. Only a gain of about a yard, maybe two, to bring up 2nd and 9.
Valley is a lot bigger on the inside this year. Coach Nagger talked about how small they were on the line last year, but they've been in the weight room over the summer, and they're quite a bit bigger this year.
On our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, St. Charles West leading Hillsborough 7-0. Also around the area, Farmington up on North County 7-0. 19-0 lead for Perryville over St. James right now. MICDS in a close battle with Central. It's 14-12 in the second quarter. MICDS with the lead. Gegg on 2nd down and 9, throwing and almost completing, but off the hands of Peyton Matthews. Looked to be pretty good. Had to reach back just a little bit, but it was a catchable ball, and now it'll be 3rd and 9 for the Dragons from the Warriors' 24-yard line with 5:38 to go, second quarter, and the score is still 21-0 Valley Catholic.
Well,
Dragons still looking to the sideline for the call. They work from left to right in their green uniforms. Gegg in the pistol formation, four wideouts, three to the left. Now Bullock splits out to the left as well. Bullock gets the completion, but then gets taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Again, good pursuit by the Warriors there. Colton Nagger and Kyle Roth teamed up to make the tackle on Austin Bullock on that quick little pass. A loss of two to make it fourth and 11. Looks like we will have our first timeout of the game called by the St. Genevieve sideline with 5:16 to go in the first half of play. And we'll take a quick 30-second timeout on J98. Again, Valley Catholic leading 21-0.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and in Poplar Bluff. In addition to having a great selection of on-the-road, off-the-road, and on-the-water vehicles, Josh, you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. You know what? If you're looking for great financing, we got rates as low as 0%. If you've had a few bumps on the road of life, we can take carry-on financing there. We've got financing for everyone. Payments as low as $99 a month on four-wheel drive ATVs right now. Stop and see us at 124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
This is Nick Loppy, linebacker for the St. Vincent's Indians. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Back in St. Genevieve as the Dragons drive with 5:16 to go in the second quarter, trailing 21-0. They've got 4th and 11 at the Warriors' 26-yard line. As it looks now, they will try to go for it on 4th and 11. Gag in the gun with five wideouts. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Pocket holds, but he steps up in the pocket. He's got a man downfield. It's Bryce Trollinger who makes the catch inside the five-yard line, and he's taken down at about the 3. A desperation play there once again for the Dragons, but they complete it down the field for a gain of 23 yards and first and goal from the 3 for the Dragons trying to get their first points tonight.
Yeah, this is their best scoring opportunity. We'll see what they do. And really a great presence in the pocket by Gegg. He stepped up and really close to that line of scrimmage, but it was a complete play.
First and goal from the 3. Gegg takes the snap, running left side, gobbled up in the backfield. Another great play by that defensive front for the Warriors. It was Zach Wolk again wreaking havoc for a loss of 3. Make it second and goal from the 6. Dragons really would like some points here to punch it in and try and shrink down this deficit, trailing by 21. Second and goal from the 6. Gegg back to throw, but he is sacked once again. The 4th sack of the night for the Warriors. And this time it's Peyton Tucker getting the drag down.
The Warriors just so quick on the pursuit of the quarterback. They're into the backfield. He had no chance on that play. Had to take a sack for the loss there. And St. Jen has to get some points on the scoreboard out of this drive.
It'll be third and goal from the 15. Peyton Tucker with the sack there for a loss of 9. Under 4 minutes to go in the first half. And looks like the Dragons, or maybe the Warriors, will call the timeout. It was the Warriors who will call their first of the half. So both teams seeing the importance of these next couple of plays here. Third and goal from the 15 upcoming for St. Genevieve. As we look at some of our stats brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Logan Gegg has tried to run the ball quite a bit, and he has probably a few more carries than he would like because some of these carries are sacks, and that offensive line still trying to see what they can handle against that Valley Catholic front four, much improved from last year. They've grown much more, and most of those guys were wide receivers before they played on that defensive line, but now they've really grown into that position. They're showing their worth this year.
Absolutely. They are bigger, they're stronger, and they are fast. And we're seeing that tonight as they're just in the backfield. I'm really impressed by Valley's defense tonight. They've turned up the pressure. They're getting to the quarterback. They're not allowing very many of the big plays. And where we've seen St. Jen really connect are some of those passes down the field. That's really the only success they've seen tonight.
Valley Catholic came in today ranked 5th in the media rankings in Class 1. Were 6th last week. The number one team, Hayti, lost their first game, so everybody moved up a spot. It is third and goal from the 15 for the Dragons, trailing 21-0, 3:50 to go before halftime. Gegg takes the snap, under pressure again, has to let it go, and it is incomplete. It was into the hands of Colin Grass, but they'll say that he caught it on the short hop as it bounced off the turf before it went into his arms, and it'll be fourth and goal from the 15. Dragons making a few substitutions, and not sure if they put a holder or anybody else out there for a kicking unit. It looks like they'll stay with the offense. Logan Gegg handles all the kicking, so you just never know sometimes. But he will stay out there with five wideouts as the play clock rolls to 10. 3:45 to go before halftime. Here's fourth and goal from the 15. Under pressure again is Gegg in the backfield, trying to air it out. He does let it go, but it is incomplete as he was dragged to the ground while he threw it. And again, the St. Genevieve offense stalls in Valley Catholic territory, and the Warriors will take over at their own 15. There's a little too much pressure on both of those plays there from the Warriors. And as we said earlier, Michael, it just seems to be the lifeblood of this defense early on for the Warriors.
Yeah, they're just so quick, so fast, and there's just been no chance by Gegg to get out of the pocket. He was rushed on those last two plays, barely got the passes off. They're going to have to really make some adjustments at halftime and come back out firing in the second half.
Well, the Warriors might want to add on a bit here. They've got 3:38 left before halftime, starting on their own 15. First down run for Dunlap up the middle. He's got the first down and more to the 40, to the 45, dragged down by Bryce Trollinger before he got to midfield, but a big gainer on the ground from the quarterback Chase Dunlap as he gets to the 47-yard line after a gain of 32 yards.
Great run on the play. We saw this last week where he had some presence not only in the passing game, but he sees the lanes and knows when to take off and run that, and a big, big gain for Valley.
And this certainly opens up a lot of opportunity to try and get some points before halftime as we approach 3 minutes to go. Dunlap will stay out there in the five, or the four wideout set. One back to his right, that's Colin Grass. Takes the snap, hands off to Grass, kicks it out to the left side. Now cuts back towards midfield and then gets stood up right at that midfield line. Looked like Kobe Hatfield, the Dragons' leading tackler from a season ago, was the first man to Colin Grass to stop him after a gain of three to make it second and seven. So the Warriors have done most of their damage on the ground so far offensively. Dunlap leading with seven carries and more than 65 yards on the ground. Claps his hand twice, takes the snap on second and seven. Rolling right side, has blocks, and he airs it out toward the far sideline. It is incomplete. Both players went up for that one, but it was batted away by Kyle Kiefer. There is a flag down on the near sideline right near midfield. And they'll say a flag on the Warriors, an eligible man downfield for Valley Catholic. They're asking Ken Wyke on the St. Jen sideline whether or not to accept it or decline. And it looks like he will want to push him back here to make it second and 12. With 2:18 to go before halftime.
Dunlap trying to spread the field out on the last play. It was one-on-one coverage to the right side. Pretty well thrown ball, but the coverage was fantastic by Kiefer. And the ball falls incomplete.
Warriors have had four penalties for 30 yards, but they've been able to overcome that so far. St. Jen has had, so far, just one flag, a personal foul. Second and 12 at the Warriors 45. Dunlap in the gun with Colin Grass to his left side. Takes the snap. Looking to throw, pocket holds, lets it go down the near sideline, has Owen Viox, turns around, makes the catch. He is out of bounds inside the 25-yard line to the 22. But a flag in the backfield, and it will actually add on more yards as it's a roughing the passer penalty on the Dragons. So count the pass play for 33 yards from Dunlap to Viox, and then tack on what should be 11 more yards as they walk it off half the distance. And it should be first down and 10 for the Warriors at the 11 of St. Genevieve.
We saw that play the same as the last one to the right side. This time Dunlap chooses the left side. One-on-one coverage, makes a great throw. Big first down, add on some penalty yards, and Valley's again knocking at the door.
2:11 to go before halftime. Valley Catholic already with a 21-0 advantage on St. Genevieve. Dunlap in the gun on the near hash. Claps his hands twice, takes the snap, hands off. It's Corey Stoll with two touchdowns already. Tries to get out of the backfield. May have gotten back to the line of scrimmage at the 11. That's where they'll mark him down. As the Dragons once again pursued well on that play, it was Austin Bullock the first to the ball carrier. No gain for Corey Stoll.
As you mentioned, Stoll's found the end zone twice tonight. This run game just chewing up the clock here as we're nearing the end of the second quarter.
100 seconds to go before halftime. Dunlap with the four wide out set again. Grass to his left. Wide outs on the left side are Gegg and Vioxx on the right side. Looks to be Zach or two other guys out there. Couldn't see the numbers. Dunlap's running anyway as he gets inside the 10-yard line. Got to about the 7, maybe the 6 on that play for a gain of 4 yards to bring up 3rd and 6. Dunlap has done most of his damage on the ground in this first half. Under a minute to play. Grass to his left. Dunlap in the gun for a wide out set again. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Pocket holds. Now he'll run it left side. Shakes one man to the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown, Chase Dunlap. And Valley Catholic with a 27-0 advantage right before halftime with 42 seconds to go in the second quarter, and they'll have an extra point upcoming.
Dunlap again with a presence in the pocket. No man was open. He decides to keep it himself to the left-hand side. He finds the end zone again. And another score on the board for Valley.
7-yard run from Chase Dunlap. Colton Nagger lining up for another extra point. Snap is down, hold is down, kick is up, and kick is good. All Valley Catholic as it's 28-0. 42 seconds to go before halftime. As they have really asserted their presence in what at least technically is a road game, but of course both fan bases showing out in full force tonight in this crosstown rivalry. And again, Valley Catholic with a very impressive drive that started on their own 15, and they were able to drive down the field and get a long one right before halftime and put more points on the board.
Yeah, 6-play drive there. A lot of rushes on that. 5 out of 6 were on the ground. 1 pass, of course, the big one resulting in the first down and another score. Dunlap finding the end zone on the 7-yard rush.
Drive recap brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates with benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. 28-0 Valley Catholic, only 42 seconds to go before halftime. Colton Nagger will kick it again. He has been a touchback machine so far, and, well, there's another one. So the Dragons will once again start off at their own 20-yard line with only 42 seconds to work with to try and get some points before they go to the locker room. But they have been able to bust a couple of big plays last couple of drives. We'll see what they can conjure up in this final drive. Logan Gegg thrown the ball 13 times so far, 7 for 13. He's got 4 wideouts here. The back is Zach Boyer to his left. He takes the snap on first down and 10. Airs it out towards Matthews. He dropped it at the 25-yard line. A little short pass there. But Matthews, once again, can't come up with it. 38 seconds to go. It'll be second and 10.
We saw a little frustration there from Gegg. It was just a great pass, and the receiver dropped the ball. And St. Jen just frustrated on all sides of the ball tonight.
Stay with the same formation. Actually, a pistol look from the Dragons here as Boyer is behind Gegg. They will hand it off to Boyer, running to the left, past the 20, 25, and then is taken down by Peyton Tucker there on that far sideline after a gain of 8 yards. We're under 30 seconds to play, and I believe the Dragons may have called a timeout. The clock has stopped. Or actually, they call the flag on the far side of the field, and it's a hold on the Dragons.
St. Jen just not helping themselves tonight. Another penalty here when they had a little momentum on a nice run there by Boyer.
So that'll push them back to their own what looks to be a 15-yard line as the foul was downfield, so they walk it off 10 yards from the spot of that foul. They'll run the clock under 30 seconds now. Maybe time for one more play for the Dragons. As Gegg takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs up the middle, and it's taken down immediately by Zach Wolk on that defensive line for Valley Catholic. It will probably be the final play of the half as we're under 10 seconds now and nobody calling timeouts to 2 seconds and one, and that should do it. All Valley Catholic in the first half of play of this 56th installment of the Old Settlement rivalry. It is 28-0 Warriors over the St. Genevieve Dragons. We will have the Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up after this. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
This fall, commit to yourself and join the YMCA. Pay no joining fee in September, saving up to $100. Whether you're looking to get healthy, make new friends, or spend more time together as a family, the Y will help you succeed. Enjoy group exercise and water fitness classes for free. Try pickleball, swim in the pool, or walk on the indoor track. Take advantage of our free wellness consultations, fantastic personal training options, free child watch for household members, and so much more. Call 636-931-9622, visit gwrymca.org, or stop by the Y today.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, general manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carge Boulevard in Farmington.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre-de-Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show right here on Regional Radio. What a start here on the J98 game for the Valley Catholic Warriors. At halftime, they lead 28-0. We'll get to the highlights for that one in just a second. Fredericktown closing in on a big lead at the half as they lead 28-0 right before half. They still have a minute or so left there. It's actually 27-0, excuse me, not 28. On the MIMO Info, on KREI right now, Farmington leads late in the second quarter, 28-6 over North County. And last we heard from our friends over at KJF in the KJF game this week, it's looking like a close one between Seckman and Windsor, 6-3 right now. Seckman leads late in the quarter in that one. Let's look at the highlights for the J98 game as Valley Catholic's quarterback Chase Dunlap, he got the scoring started in the first quarter by running it in himself with goal to go.
Dunlap is in the gun with Stoll to his left. He takes the snap. Back to throw. Looking left. He's under pressure. Squirts out from that pressure. Now running around to the right side to the five. Lunging to the end zone and he's in. Touchdown Valley Catholic. It was a broken play. He didn't have anybody open, but Dunlap was able to find the running room on the right side and Valley Catholic draws first blood in the Old Settlement rivalry. 6-0, they lead it with 4:02 to go first quarter.
PAT was good to make it 7-0 Valley. St. Jen would get the ball and try to go for it on fourth down, but the Warriors held strong.
Now they'll see what they can do on fourth and six with 2:02 to play first quarter. They'll leave the offense out there. Gag in the four wide set, shotgun formation, takes the snap, a low one. He is pressured and sacked. Up the middle came the defensive lineman for Valley Catholic. That was Zach Wolk, who makes the big sack on fourth down. It brings them all the way back to the St. Genevieve 42-yard line.
And Valley made it hurt with a touchdown near the end of the first quarter from running back Corey Stoll.
So first and goal from the 12 for the Warriors. Shotgun formation for Dunlap. Grass is in the slot on the right side. Gegg is out wide on the right. Vioxx to the left as they hand it off to C.J. Stoll as he has room to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Great blocking up front by the Warriors, and Stoll runs in for the 12-yard scamper to make it 13-0.
14-0 after the PAT there. Another turnover from St. Jen and another touchdown for Valley's Corey Stoll.
Claps his hands, takes the snap. He'll hand off Corey Stoll. Running right side, has the blocks to the pylon. He's in. Touchdown. His second score of the first half. Corey Stoll runs it in from 3 yards out. And Valley Catholic has all of the momentum early on. They lead it 20-0 early in the second quarter.
21-0 after the Valley PAT. Valley continued to pour it on as Dunlap reached the end zone once more at the end of the half.
Grass to his left. Dunlap in the gun for a wideout set again. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Pocket holds. Now he'll run it left side. Shakes one man to the five. To the pylon. Touchdown. Chase Dunlap and Valley Catholic with a 27-0 advantage right before halftime with 42 seconds to go in the second quarter, and they'll have an extra point upcoming.
And that's how it became 28-0 after the PAT, a 28-0 lead for Valley Catholic at the half over the St. Genevieve Dragons. Recap what's going on over on AM 800 KREI between Farmington and North County here in a sec, but I do want to tell you some other scores from around the listening area. Right now, Hillsboro trails St. Charles West at halftime. It's 28-14 over there. Last we heard from DeSoto and Melville, they were locked in a 0-0 affair. Perryville up big in the second quarter over St. James, 32-0. And other action from around the area, Portageville over Grandview right now at half, 14-7. More next on Regional Radio.
St. Genevieve is the number one place to go for auto body work and repair. When you take your vehicle to Al's Auto Body, you know you're getting the best quality and restoration for your money. They will work alongside with your insurance company and make sure you drive home happy. For all your auto body and slat glass needs, see Adam at Al's Auto Body and Glass in St. Genevieve.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Building a new home or office? Maybe it's time to do some remodeling. Call Lurk Custom Cabinets in St. Genevieve. They offer custom cabinetry for your home or office. Are you in need of new cabinets in your kitchen or bath? Or how about a beautifully crafted entertainment center or bookcase? Lurk Custom Cabinets is certified to handle all your solid surfacing, offering customized marble countertops and installation. Call today at 483-9792. Lurk Custom Cabinets is proud to be a part of the community they serve.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show right here on Regional Radio. We're now going to take a look at what's going on AM 800 KREI tonight as North County is at Farmington for a rivalry matchup. Right now, Farmington leads 28-6 at halftime. We'll tell you how they got there. Farmington took an early lead less than midway through the first quarter thanks to a long run by Damon Guthrie.
And then Guthrie checks in around a 4-6. They'll put him in motion. Option play left side. This is Guthrie. Guthrie looking for the corner. He's to the 30 and out of the 40-yard line. Picks up a block, and he may go to midfield 40. Now to the 30-yard line, Guthrie picking him up and putting him down. And Damon Guthrie, the transfer from Potosi, with his first touchdown as a Farmington Knight, and he goes 71 yards.
PAT for Farmington was good to make it 7-0. North County would quickly respond, though, in the first thanks to a short run by Leighton Mallow.
Third and goal. It's just in side of the 1 yard line. Reed gives to Mallow and he waltzes into the end zone from 1 yard out. So North County responds to the Farmington touchdown with a power drive of their own, and 7-6 now the score. The 1 yard touchdown run by Mallow. 6:13 remaining here in the first quarter.
And that time the PAT no good. Farmington maintained a 1 point lead 7-6, and the Knights would get that touchdown right back in the second quarter, thanks to Caden Files.
Carter, they're going to be the motion man. It'll be a keeper by Files. Cuts back. Files picks up a block from Guthrie, and Files may go. Files to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. Caden Files, 59-yard touchdown run, and the Knights are back on the board. 10:46 remaining in the second quarter. Farmington 13, North County 6.
14-6 after the PAT, and then Royce Harris would get in on the fun for the Knights.
So Caden Files comes down under center. He's got Bodkin behind him. Harris goes the motion man right side. Royce over to the right side of the 40. Cuts back. He's to the 35-30. Here goes Royce to the 20, to the 10. They won't catch him. Royce Harris back on the offensive side. One carry. Bolts to the end zone. 37 yards. Farmington controlling the big plays tonight. And the Knights are on top, 20-6, 8:04 remaining in the second quarter.
21-6 after the PAT, after a North County turnover, Caden Files did it again.
You know, they'll go with Files. Files just tucks it in behind that line and dives in for the touchdown. A 2-yard touchdown run by Caden Files, his second touchdown run of the ball game. And Farmington takes the turnover and just punches it those 2 yards for the score, and they lead now 27-6, 4:46. Remaining in the first half.
And it was 28-6 after the PAT, and that was your halftime score for Farmington and North County. Some more scores from around the area as we take a look. MICDS 14, Central 12 in the second quarter. By the way, misspoke earlier. Melville and DeSoto not playing tonight. They are rescheduled to tomorrow, so they'll be playing some Saturday football over there. St. Pius, by the way, 43-6 over Bayless right now near halftime on that one. Kelly 41, Crystal City nothing at the moment. Back with more on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show next.
In 1973, Comtree was established to meet a great need through opening a halfway house. The spark of meeting residents' needs continues to reignite in 2019. We've expanded our services to become the mental health safety net of Jefferson County while offering nationally recognized dental care and primary care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Fall is here and winter is on its way. This is Andy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. We're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season. Plumbing, electrical hardware, lumber, tools, and so much, much more. Stop by and see us and check out the Makita, Yeti, Benjamin Moore, Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. Hometown proud.
Back on Regional Radio here, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show, and taking a look now at our contest happening on AM 1400. KJF, right now, a close one between Sacman and Windsor. Last we heard from our KJF friends, it was looking like a 6-3 contest, and here's a highlight from one of those.
And could potentially be a fake here if you're the Sacman Jaguars. You let them get the three. Or maybe they'll sell out here on the field goal try. It's from the five, so a 22-yarder. It is a kick by Derek Williams, and the right footer gets it right through the uprights, and Windsor is on the board. They cut the lead in half on a 22-yard field goal from the far left hash by Derek Williams.
You can tune in to AM 1400 KJF for that contest. Again, that is Sacman and Windsor, and actually just got an update from over there. 13-6 now the score as Sacman in front of the Windsor Owls. More next on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. It's Regional Radio.
Red Wing Boot Dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
All right, everyone.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
I'm Gage Manning, running back and linebacker for the Central Rebels, and you're listening to high school football on J98.
And we'll close out the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98 as we're back in St. Genevieve for the second half of action between the St. Genevieve Dragons and Valley Catholic Warriors. And right now it is all Valley Catholic, 28-0. They lead it. After one half of play, alongside Michael Goldsmith, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. So we take a look at some of your numbers from the first half. Valley Catholic outgained St. Genevieve 176-114. Most of those yards coming on the ground, 116 total rushing yards, led by Chase Dunlap, the quarterback, 9 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown. They also had C.J. Stoll getting 6 carries, 22 yards, and 2 scores for Stoll. As a matter of fact, I misspoke. Dunlap had a couple of touchdowns of his own as well. Had one right before the end of the first half there, a 7-yard score, and that's where we stand now. All four touchdowns coming on the ground from the Warriors. Passing game hasn't really been there. There have been some sparks, Michael, but mostly a run game that has really been potent so far and helped out by some really good field position created by big plays from their defense.
Defense for Valley has just really been stifling tonight. They've been right into the backfield on all kinds of plays, forcing some turnovers, some bad passes, and as a result, you've seen some points off of turnovers on the board for Valley.
Meanwhile, for St. Genevieve, they've done most of their gaining on the pass plays that they've had. 75 yards through the air. Logan Gegg, 7-14 in that first half, but had to elude a whole lot of pressure. Got sacked, I believe, four times, maybe five in that first half of play by the Warriors defensive front. Only 39 yards rushing for the Dragons in that first half. And those are your stats brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live, FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. St. Genevieve started with the football first in the first half, so it'll be the Warriors receiving to start the second as the team's flip ends. Dragons will kick off from left to right in their green uniforms, Valley Catholic in the all-white tonight, the visiting team. 56th meeting, but all-time between these two squads. A slight edge by Valley Catholic in the all-time series. They lead at 29-26. Of course, the Dragons got them last year, breaking a five-game skid against the Warriors. 7-6 was the final in 2018. But this one's been all Warriors so far, as there's the second half kickoff from Logan Gegg. It goes to the 10. It's picked up by Jaden Gegg, tiptoeing the near sideline, breaks the tackle, gets to the 35-yard line and down right around the 36. That's where they'll set up shop for their first drive of the second half, as the Warriors up 28-0. They'll bring out their offense led by Chase Dunlap.
St. Jen is going to have to find a way to stop Dunlap and Stoll. Those two combined for four touchdowns in the first half, and they're going to have to find a way to stop those guys on the ground.
C.J. Stoll last week, a touchdown with 9 carries and 90 yards on the ground. He also had a 27-yard reception. He is the back right next to Chase Dunlap in the shotgun formation with four wide receivers. First down and 10 from the Valley 36-yard line. He waits for the call from the sideline, and now he looks to his center, Kyle Roth. And he'll take the snap, running left side with Stoll blocking in front of him. And now Dunlap gets met by a linebacker there for the Dragons and then forced out of bounds. That was Austin Bullock making the stop for the Dragons. And Dunlap was out of bounds at the 38-yard line for a gain of 2, 2nd and 8.
We'll see if Coach Nagger decides to keep things on the ground in the second half, if he's going to mix it up and start to throw the ball a little bit as well. Either way, St. Jean defense has to step up on this first drive.
They had one takeaway in the first half, an interception by Logan Trollinger, but need many more of those plays in this second half. Here's 2nd and 8 for the Warriors. A fake handoff and a quick throw to the right side, complete on the slant pattern across the 40-yard line and down at the 41 goes the wide receiver for Valley Catholic, Austin Burnett. First time we've said his name tonight. He gets a completion to the 41-yard line for a gain of 3 yards. Third down and 5 for the Warriors at their own 41. Under 11 and a half to play, third quarter. Dunlap clapped his hands twice, and now he'll look to the sideline. Looks like his quarterback coach, Mason Skaggs, giving him the signal. Former quarterback for the Warriors, now on the coaching staff. Here's the snap and the play. He's under pressure, and he is sacked. Went down inside the 35-yard line, and Jesse Kemper got there first. He was helped out by some of his friends as well, Evan Walker and Coy Fleeg. And a big play there for the Dragons to bring up 4th and long. That spotted them all the way back at the 33.
That's exactly what St. Jean needed. They have a big stop. Really got good penetration into the backfield. Sack on the play, and that's going to bring up a 4th down for the Valley Warriors.
4th and 13, it appears. Looks like C.J. Stoll will be the punter. Chase Dunlap has had, so far, one or two punts tonight, but it's Stoll here. with Logan Trawinger back to receive the punt. Stoll gets it off in time. A man ran into him there, but they'll say no foul because it was deflected. Trawinger picks it up at his 30, shakes one man, then gets taken down from behind. To the 32-yard line goes Trawinger. 10-10 remaining in the third quarter. So St. Genevieve gets the three and out that they needed. And now they'll set up their offense at the 32.
Coach Weick had to talk to these guys at halftime and say, hey, we just have to get back into the game. Let's chip away. Let's get some offense going. Let's get on the scoreboard, and then we'll take it from there.
Gegg struggled in that first half, but most of it wasn't really to his blame. Tried to run the ball a little bit. He had positive rushing yards himself, but the sacks put him in the red as far as rushing yards on the game, and now he'll tuck and run after dropping back to pass earlier, and he gets a nice chunk out of this one across the 40 and to the 43-yard line for first down yardage. A gain of 11 for Logan Gegg on the first offensive play for St. Genevieve in the second half. Under 10 to play third quarter, and the Dragons trying to put something together, down 28-0. Again, with that five wide out set, occasionally they've had a back flanking Logan Gegg, but mainly it's been four and five wideouts all night for both teams. Gegg pump fakes, now runs up the middle again, and he gets leveled. What a hit by Kyle Roth, the defensive end. He upended Logan Gegg there after he gained 3 yards, but he will be feeling that tomorrow morning, and it looks like he's feeling it now as he walks back to the backfield, second and seven.
We heard that one all the way up here in the broadcast.
Boy, we did.
That was a hit.
Kyle Roth, certainly capable of those. First-team All-State defensive lineman from a season ago. Second and seven for the Dragons at the 46. Handoff up the middle. It's Austin Bullock. He has a first down. Dragged down by Peyton Tucker. But he is across the 45 of Valley Catholic into opposing territory at the 43-yard line. A good gain from Austin Bullock.
Another good run there, first down. We're seeing some momentum to open up the second half, and it seems that St. Jen is now playing off of the speed of Valley and letting them kind of really get into the backfield and then dumping it off or taking that straight up the middle for some gain.
First down and 10, another handoff. Bullock, this time he stood up at the line of scrimmage, and not much doing there. Colton Nagger was there to meet him after a gain of, well, 2 yards. He got something out of it to the 41-yard line to make it second and eight. Bullock, three carries now for 13 yards. Low snap, picked off the turf by Logan Gegg. Scrambling around in the backfield, lets it go. It's complete to Bryce Trawinger, who was in the backfield when he caught the ball. And as a matter of fact, he was at the line of scrimmage exactly and brought down by Colin Grass in coverage. So it'll be a pass play for no gain. And it'll be third down and eight for the Dragons. This is where they had trouble in the first half, 0 for 7 on third down. Gegg in the gun. He takes the snap. Quick throw. Left side. Completes. He has Logan Trawinger this time across the 40 to the 37-yard line. It's not enough for the first down. They're about 4 yards shy. Got to think about going for it, though, as need to make something happen on offense. Now 28-0, under 7.5 to go, third quarter.
St. Jen definitely in four-down territory. They have to get some momentum. They have to get on the board. Fourth down.
Five wide on fourth and four. Man in motion. They fake the jet sweep. Logan Gegg running up the middle and brought down. Colin Grass has been all over the field tonight, and he was once again there, taking down Logan Gegg at the 35-yard line for another turnover on downs. Gegg appears to be limping as he comes off the field. There will be an official's timeout as both teams will go to the sideline with 7:17 to go in the third quarter. Valley Catholic with a 28-0 lead over St. Genevieve. We're back in 30 on J98.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
This is Trevin West. offensive lineman and defensive lineman for Fredericktown Blackcats. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Valley Catholic takes over up 21-0 on St. Genevieve. High School Football on J98 is brought to you by Lurk Custom Cabinets in St. Genevieve, by Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, by Mario's Italia in Farmington, by Farmington McDonald's, and by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Dunlap in the gun on first down and 10 for the Warriors. A flag flies as the play begins, and Dunlap scoots ahead to the 40-yard line for what appears to be a 5-yard game, but we'll check what the penalty flag is about, and it looks like they'll say illegal shift. They had a man in motion, Corey Stoll, going behind the quarterback Dunlap there, and they just say that he didn't do it the proper way, so they'll push the Warriors back 5 yards to about the 31-yard line.
It's one of the few mistakes that Valley's made on offense tonight. Last week, they had a rough first quarter, lots of penalties by the offense, some turnovers. Tonight, they've handled the ball well, and it shows on the scoreboard.
First and 15 now, four wide out set for the Warriors. Dunlap in the gun takes the snap back to pass, and he's under pressure, lets it go to Heberle, complete to the 40, to the midfield. He's into space, some guys chasing him across the 40, cuts it back to the 35, now scoots ahead to the 30, and then finally brought down by a bevy of Dragon tacklers at the 28-yard line. But a flag in the backfield, and it might be coming back. Right now, as it stands, the Warriors have it at the 28 of St. Genevieve. But we'll see what it is. It's an eligible man downfield on the Warriors. Usually happens when you have a screenplay developing and you can't get the ball out as quick as you can, and it's kind of what happened there on that play for Valley Catholic. So they'll go back another 5 yards. It'll be first down and 20.
Yeah, well-designed screenplay there. Someone on the offensive line just couldn't hold their block there, got down the field a little too soon, and the ball's coming back.
Well, 6 penalties for the Warriors and 40 yards on those penalties that they've lost. So they'll now have first down and 20 from their own 26-yard line. 6.5 to go, third quarter. They're still up 28-0 on the Dragons. Here's the snap to Dunlap. He hands it off. Up the middle, it is Corey Stoll, runs into a linebacker, bounces off of him, gets across the 35 to the 36-yard line, gets 10 yards back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be second and 10 for the Warriors. Stoll with 6 carries, 22 yards in the first half. That one for 10 yards there. Also has a couple of touchdowns tonight to give him 3 on the season after scoring 1 last week. Dunlap claps twice and now looks to the sideline. We are under 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. Warriors up 28-0. They'll hand it off again to Stoll, running over the left tackle. Gets past one man across the 40-yard line. And then finally brought down at the 42 of the Warriors. Picks up another good chunk there, and it's a 6-yard gainer for C.J. Stoll.
Stoll's such a patient runner. Took that ball, sweep to the left side, just waited behind his blocks, found the hole, moved it up the field, and a nice gain.
Stays in the backfield with Dunlap on third down and 4. Warriors were 2 of 5 on third down in the first half. Now facing their, or 2 of 4, I should say, 0 for 1 so far in the second half as they now will wait to bring the play clock down a little bit. We'll see if they even snap it or if they want to just call timeout, and that's what Judd Nagger will do on the Valley Catholic sideline. Runs the play clock down to 0. And we'll take the timeout, his first of the second half, with 5:07 to go in the third quarter. Valley Catholic with the 28-0 lead on the Dragons. We're back in 30 on J98.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas, and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
This is Tyler Murphy, wide out for the North County Raiders, and you're listening to High School Football on J98.
Valley Catholic retakes the field after taking that timeout. They lead 28-0, 5:07 to go, third quarter. Mentioned earlier, our broadcast brought to you in part by Mario's Italia in Farmington. We thank Mario's for feeding us all season long before we give you our great football coverage across southeast Missouri. We fuel your coverage, and they fuel us. So thank you to Mario's Italia in Farmington. Third down and four for the Warriors at the 42-yard line. It's Dunlap taking the snap, fakes the handoff. He is back to throw, has a man over the middle, and it's underthrown and incomplete. He wanted Drew Bowman right between the hashes there, and he did have him, but just a little bit underthrown. And with 5:01 to go in the third quarter, Valley Catholic facing a fourth and four at their own 42.
Dragons with a big stop there on third down. We'll see what Valley decides to do on fourth down. They've usually been leaving the offense on the field, and Dunlap kind of backing up for the pooch punt, but we'll see what they do here.
Looks like Corey Stoll is going to line up in punt formation for this one. Logan Trowinger back for the Dragons. So Valley Catholic not wanting to get too aggressive already with a 28-0 lead. 5 minutes to go in the quarter. High snap, but Stoll handles it. Gets a go. It is a high kick. Trowinger will let it bounce at the 25. It angles to the sideline and will go out of bounds at the 21 of St. Genevieve. That's where they'll start things on their second drive of the second half. First drive stalled once again thanks to a turnover on downs. Got into Valley Catholic territory once again. Across the second and third quarter, they've done a bit of a better job moving the football. Logan Gegg has been able to make some plays either through the air, has also been able to try and get something going on the ground as well. But again, you wonder how much energy he's having to spend trying to elude some of those defensive linemen.
He's also taken some big hits. We saw on the last drive. That last drive, they got some momentum with seven plays, had a couple first downs, but it stalled out, and they turned it over on downs.
First down and 10 from the St. Genevieve 21. Gegg will give it on a jet sweep to Logan Trowinger. Stutter steps and now falls down as he tried to do so again, but he slipped on the turf. And he is down at his own 15-yard line after a loss of six. First carry of the game for Trowinger, but it doesn't go as he planned. And with under 4.5 to go third quarter, it'll be second and 16 for the Dragons. Onto the field for the Dragons comes Brett Beezer taking off Austin Bullock. He will split out wide to the left. We've also got Matthews and the two Trowinger brothers split out wide to the near side right. The back is Boyer next to Gegg. He takes the snap on second and 16. Back to throw under pressure again and sacked again at the 5-yard line. Kyle Roth was in on the play, but I believe it was another guy who got there first. It was Joe Williams getting his first sack of the night. And Trowinger back to the 7-yard line where they'll spot him after he got forward progress to the 7, a loss of 3 for Gegg.
Valley's so tough up front. They're just getting into the backfield too quick. Gegg's not having a chance here to throw the ball.
Correction, loss of 8 yards on that play. It's 3rd and 24. He's in the end zone. He has to get rid of it. He's under pressure again, and it's incomplete to his back, Zach Boyer. With 3:24 to go in the third quarter, and Valley Catholic once again facing a 4th and long. And they'll bring the punt unit out. So the Dragons will punt. Gegg will stay out there. He's their punter as Owen Viox goes back deep for the Warriors. Between the Dragons' 45 and 40-yard lines. Gegg takes the snap. The kick is up and angling to the near sideline. Bounces at his own 35. Rolls to the 40, and it'll be downed at the 43-yard line of St. Genevieve. So about a 32-yard punt on that one for Logan Gegg. But again, the Warriors with good field position. They'll set up at the Dragon 43-yard line. 3:11 to go, third quarter. They lead at 28-0. And Chase Dunlap will once again lead a drive for the Warriors. As Dunlap tonight has been a ground warrior. 11 carries, 77 yards. two touchdowns on the ground. He's only been sacked once. That was on the last drive. Or two drives ago, I should say. He's got a four wide out set here. So he takes the snap, hands off to C.J. Stoll, bounces off a tackler in the backfield, tries to fight to get back to the line of scrimmage, but can't do so. Good job by that linebacking core for the Dragons, as looked like Austin Bullock was in on the play, as well as Coy Fleek. Second down and 11. Warriors offense scored 36 points last week against St. Vincent, already 28 on the board in this contest. Averaged almost 40 points a game last year, as second down and 11 play is a run to the right side. There's a flag down as Stoll scoots past one man to the 30, to the 20, dragged from behind inside the 15-yard line down to the 14, but it's coming back on a hold on the Dragons, or on the Warriors, I should say.
St. Jen catches a break there on the penalty. Another great run by Stoll, just handling the ball so well, running the ball on the ground, but it's coming back on a penalty.
Seventh penalty on the Warriors for 50 yards. It'll remain second down and should be second and 20. Make it second and 21 on the play. 2:25 remaining third quarter. Dowling Catholic, despite the penalties, has had great field position tonight, and they've capitalized on it, punching in four rushing touchdowns, leading 28-0 against the Dragons. And the defense once again has showed out against an offense that put up 49 points last week against Dexter. Four wide out set on second down and 21 for the Warriors at their own 46-yard line. And looks like they will whistle the play dead, and another timeout on the Valley Catholic sideline is called. Their second timeout of the second half. And we will step aside as well with 1:59 to go in the third quarter. Big lead for Valley Catholic over St. Genevieve in the old settlement rivalry. 28-0, they lead it. We're back in 30 on J98.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
This is Drew Hotop, quarterback for the Perryville Pirates, and you're listening to High School Football on J98.
High School Football on J98 is brought to you by Mineral Area College in Park Hills, by Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve, by New Era Bank in Farmington, Deloge, Park Hills, and Bonterre, by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, and by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. Second down and 21 for the Warriors at their own 46. They lead 28-0 over St. Genevieve. Chase Dunlap, the quarterback, takes the snap. He will let it go down the far sideline. It is caught, and down the sideline goes Drew Bowman to the 10, to the 5. He is in. Touchdown. They air it out for 54 yards, and the Warriors take a 5-touchdown lead over the St. Genevieve Dragons in this crosstown rivalry. With 1:49 to go in the third quarter, the play from Dunlap to Bowman.
Bowman just got loose on the right-hand side, got behind the defender. Beautiful pass by Chase Dunlap, hit him directly in stride, and it's a touchdown for Valley.
Another chance for Colton Nagger to get a kick in. 4-for-4 on extra points in the first half. Good snap, good hold, and his kick is through the uprights. 35-0. Valley Catholic leads St. Genevieve. We will take a timeout with 1:49 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on J98.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
This is Luke Unreiner, running back for the St. Vincent Indians, and you're listening to High School Football on J98.
Now the Catholic Warriors score again, 35-0 advantage now as we approach the end of the third quarter. The St. Genevieve Dragons will get the ball back after another touchback from Colton Nagger. He gets his fifth touchback of the contest. Go for our Gilster Mary Lee drive recap, Michael.
What seemed like a lot longer drive than it was. It was really only two plays. We had a couple penalties in there, but a 54-yard strike from Chase Dunlap to Bowman, and that puts Valley up on the board 35-0.
Just a perfect throw there from Chase Dunlap, and he had Drew Bowman wide open. Just had to drop it in the bucket, and he did so, and Bowman was home free for the touchdown. So now under a minute to go, and the Dragons will run it with Zach Boyer on their first play of this next drive. Boyer gets to the line of scrimmage, but nothing more. And it'll be 2nd and 10 upcoming. I believe we are in the running clock phase with the 35-point lead for Valley Catholic. Boyer tonight, 3 carries for 52 yards. Gegg rolling right side on 2nd and 10. He completes it to Bryce Trollinger across the 25, and he's brought down at the 26 by Peyton Tucker and also Austin Burnett. 6-yard completion, 3rd down and 4 for the Warriors. Another third down that they got to face. They're 0-for-9 on third down completions tonight. 10 seconds to go before the end of the quarter, and Gegg is running around the backfield again on 3rd and 4. Gets it to the near sideline and complete again to Bryce Trollinger. He goes out of bounds. And that'll be the last play of the third quarter. Gets to the 33-yard line. So they complete plays of 6 and 7 yards there to close out the quarter. Again, the Warriors leading 35-0 after 36 minutes. We'll have the final 12 coming up after this on J98.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Hey, I'm Blake Bolin. I'm an outside linebacker and tight end for the Central Rebels, and you're listening to High School Football for J98 The Boot.
Tough night for the St. Genevieve Dragons as they will start the fourth quarter with the football, a 1st down and 10 at the 34-yard line. They trail 35-0 to the Valley Catholic Warriors alongside Michael Goldsmith. I'm Andy Humphrey. Inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Dragons switch to the other end of the field now. They'll work from right to left on your radio dial in their green uniforms. And Dragons now having to deal with the running clock as well with the 35-point margin. Gegg backing up in the shotgun just a bit. He will hand it off, and this give up the middle is to Austin Bullock. Lunges forward for a couple yard gain to the 36-yard line of St. Genevieve. Bullock tonight is 4th carry. He's got a fumble and 15 yards. 2nd down and 8 for the Dragons. Under an 11.5 to play as Gegg is back to throw. Pocket holds for the moment, and he'll throw a deep ball down the middle of the field, and it is caught by Peyton Matthews. Took it away from the defensive back there, Burnett, and it's complete to the 32-yard line. Big play for the Dragons on that one as they go for a gain of 32 yards.
Dragons in a hurry-up offense now.
They get the snap off there and a quick handoff. It's to Bullock. Lunges forward again for a 2-yard gain to the 30-yard line. 10:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Second down and 8 upcoming for the Dragons. Gag again in the hurry up in the gun. Takes the snap. He'll roll right side. Let's it go again to Matthews. Complete. Angling to the far sideline and forced out of bounds. Right near that first down marker, about a couple yards shy. But a flag is down in that area as well. See what they call on this one. Right now the ball is spotted at the 24. And they'll say illegal substitution on the Warriors. I believe the Dragons will elect to take that penalty and probably get a 2nd and 3. And that's what they will do. So Warriors have been bitten by the penalty bug tonight, but they've overcome it. Their 8th penalty for 55 yards. 2nd and 3 for the Dragons. 10:23 to go, 4th quarter. Gegg back to throw. His pass deflected. Colton Nagger leapt up and got a paw on the football as it falls incomplete. That's just the story of the night for Logan Gegg.
Yeah, he's seen a lot of hands in the face as he's tried to throw the ball, and it makes it difficult on any quarterback. He's scrambled around, but he just hasn't made any progress.
Thrown it 22 times as he hands off on this particular play on 3rd and 3 to Bullock. Got spun around, but appears to have lunged forward for the first down. They get him to the 22-yard line, and they will move the chains on a Coldwell Banker-Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker-Holsey, they move this down.
Good second effort there as he dives forward for the first down. St. Jen moving the ball pretty well now as they're in their hurry-up offense.
9.5 minutes to go on the running fourth quarter clock. Gegg in the shotgun with a 4-wide-out set. Bullock, the back, splits out wide now as Gegg skates away from one man, and now he'll run it himself to the far sideline, gets the first down inside the 10, and then steps out of bounds right before getting to the 5-yard line. So Gegg once again making it happen with his legs. They'll spot him down at the 9 for a gain of 13. First and goal from the 9 for the Dragons. And again, they're in the hurry up. Gegg takes the snap, lets it go on a flat pattern to Bullock. Makes the catch, but he stood up at the line of scrimmage. And he'll get back to the 9, but that's it. 2nd and goal. Bullock's second catch tonight. Negative 2 yards. 8.5 to go. Here's 2nd down and goal. Gegg back to throw. Rolling left side under pressure again. Kyle Roth tripped him up and sacked him as he goes out of bounds near the 11-yard line. A loss of 2 on the sack. And Kyle Roth again causing some mayhem in the backfield.
Between Roth and Wolk, they have been all over the quarterback tonight. I believe that's 6 sacks on the night total for Valley, and they're just doing a lot of damage on defense.
8 minutes to go in the game. 35-0 lead for Valley Catholic. St. Genevieve trying to break the scoreboard tonight. Here's Gegg, a slant pattern over the middle, and it's caught by Peyton Matthews. He has a touchdown. So St. Genevieve avoids the shutout. Matthews, a 12-yard touchdown reception. And it is 35-6. Valley Catholic with the lead. Now, unfortunately, Peyton Matthews is coming up a little impish. He's holding his right hamstring as he walks back for the extra point. He will be the holder for Logan Gegg. Well, we're hoping that Peyton Matthews is okay on that particular play there. Here's the snap, the hold, and the kick is a line drive, and it is no good. Wide to the left is Gegg, unable to hit the mark on that extra point, so it remains 35-6. Valley Catholic with the lead. No more running clock since we're under a 35-point margin once again. 7:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Back in 30 on J98.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here. Mineral Area College.
This is Brian Fisher, quarterback for the DeSoto Dragons. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
.35-6 Valley Catholic with the lead. They'll get the football here after the touchdown by the Dragons. The kickoff is fielded at the 20-yard line by Jaden Gegg. He has a head of steam across the 40-yard line. Spin move. Tried to spin again. The ball comes loose. And it looks like the Warriors fell back on it at the 49-yard line. Dragons almost came up with a takeaway there. Their second of the game, but just a little short there as it looked like Peyton Tucker fell on the loose football for the Warriors.
That last drive by St. Genevieve, their longest of the night, goes 11 plays. Started back at the end of the third quarter, 80-yard drive, capped off by a 12-yard touchdown pass to Peyton Matthews.
First touchdown of the game for the Dragons. No shutout tonight for the Warriors. You know they would have liked that, especially Judd Nagger, but they'll have to settle for the lead that they've got right now. 35-6, 7:44 to go in this ball game, the old settlement rivalry. Chase Dunlap in the shotgun formation. He's at another nice game tonight, especially on the ground, as he'll run it once again. Skates past one man, gets across midfield. And to the 47-yard line goes the senior quarterback, Chase Dunlap, for a four-yard gain. 12 carries tonight for Chase Dunlap for 81 yards and two touchdowns. He also has thrown for a touchdown, 6 for 8 throwing the football for 117 yards. Also has a pick that came in the first quarter. We're at 7:05 remaining in the fourth quarter of play. 2nd and 6 for the Dragons, and they will take their time running down the play clock as long as they can. And here's a fake handoff. Dunlap will keep it again across the line of scrimmage to the 40, to the 35, and then met by a couple of Dragon tacklers at the 34-yard line, but another nice gainer by the quarterback, Chase Dunlap. He'll get another 13 yards on that play.
Dunlap, the senior, having another great week. Last week, found the end zone 4 times, 3 times in the air, 1 on the ground. Doing it again tonight on both ways, in the air and on the ground. Just having a great season so far.
Well, the Warriors will seem content to try and bleed out as much of the clock as they can, keep this one on the ground. They're under 6.5 to play now, up 35-6 on their crosstown rival. Trying to move to 2-0 on the season after a win against St. Vincent, a conference opponent last week. Dunlap will keep it again on first down. Broke one tackle, then got to the 30-yard line where he's tripped up. And a gain of 4 yards for Chase Dunlap. Took over as the starter his junior season last year. He was pretty much the full-time starter the whole time. As a matter of fact, he did get a little bit of playing time in the playoffs the year before. Mason Skaggs came out in a playoff game, had to go through concussion protocol. Dunlap came in, saw out the rest of a win against Thayer in the quarterfinals during Valley Catholic's state run 2 seasons ago, where they eventually fell short to Monroe City. But Dunlap, certainly a lot of playing experience behind center. He'll take the snap on 2nd down and 6. Skates a pass to tackler to the 25-20. Bounced off another man, and he gets to the 15-yard line. Ball came out at the end of the play. But it looks like Dunlap came back onto the football. He just barreled over a linebacker for St. Genevieve on that last play. Gets to the 15-yard line for another Valley first down.
Dunlap looking more like a fullback than the quarterback. Woo. And what a great hit he had and kept the legs moving, driving the ball up the field. You have to wonder if Coach Nagger is going to keep him in the game too much longer. He needs to protect his senior quarterback.
Nagger did get a chance to bring in Chase Fowert, the freshman, last week against St. Vincent, so maybe. But of course, Warriors trying to get as much clock off the scoreboard as they can, under 5 minutes now, as they'll run with Dunlap again, angling left side, and then he gets brought down from behind. I believe that was the lineman Christian Hale with the stop after a 1 yard run there from Chase Dunlap. Tackled by number 51, Christian Hale. We'll give him 2 yards there to make it 2nd and 8. Under 4.5 to play. You're right. He certainly has had to run quite a bit. And as a matter of fact, it looks like Chase Fowler has just come onto the field. I don't see Chase Dunlap out there, so it looks like Dunlap's night is done. So a chase for a chase. Here's Fowler. Made one pass attempt last week, didn't complete it. He'll hand it off this time to C.J. Stoll up the middle, across the 10, to the 5, and then tripped up inside the 5-yard line for a first down, getting to the 3. 10 yards on the gainer from C.J. Stoll, who has two touchdowns of his own tonight, and it'll be first and goal from the 3 for the Warriors. Maybe they'll tack on another touchdown for good measure, already up 35-6 with under 4 to play.
It's the 7th play of the drive upcoming. All 6 have been rushes, 3 first downs. Valley just moving the ball at will here at the end of the game.
Run down the play clock as much as they can. Fowert in the shotgun, 4 wideouts. Stoll in the backfield with him. They'll hand off to Stoll. Up the middle, he gets to the 1-yard line, and he is in for the touchdown. Rolled over a St. Genevieve tackler. He wasn't down just yet, and he gets his 3rd score of the night. Another great game for C.J. Stoll, as it is now 41-6, Valley Catholic, with 3:14 to go in the 4th quarter.
Stoll hit right at the line, but he kept the legs moving. Pushed forward, found the end zone, his 3rd score, 5-yard rushing touchdown to cap a 7-play drive.
And again, it'll be Colton Nagger for the extra point, trying to make it a perfect 6-for-6 on the night. And it's a bad snap, mishandled by Fowler, who's on as the holder. And the ball is still loose, and they will blow the play dead as it is picked up by the Dragons, and they were down. So the PAT unsuccessful on that one. So with 3:14 to go in the 4th quarter, Valley Catholic will keep a 41-6 lead. Back in 30 on J98.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and in Poplar Bluff. In addition to having a great selection of on-the-road, off-the-road, and on-the-water vehicles, Josh, you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. You know what? If you're looking for great financing, we got rates as low as 0%. If you've had a few bumps on the road of life, we can take care of financing there. We've got financing for everyone. Payments as low as $99 a month on four-wheel drive ATVs right now. Stop and see us at 124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
This is Tristan Casby, linebacker, running back for the Fredericktown Black Cats. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Yet another touchdown for Valley Catholic. They lead it 41-6 over St. Genevieve in the Old Settlement rivalry. Running clock now with 3:10 to go in the 4th quarter of play. Colton Nagger with another kickoff for the Warriors. Trying for another touchback. This one will fall a little short. It's at the 5-yard line, picked up by Logan Trollinger. Correction, that's Zach Boyer on the return, and he gets to the 25-yard line before it being brought down. Right at the 26 of St. Genevieve. Another scoring drive for the Warriors. High school football on J98 is brought to you by Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, the St. Genevieve Vet Clinic, Twin City Toyota and Herculaneum, and the UPS store in Festus. We'll see if the Dragons start to empty out their bench a little bit, get some guys that can get any playing time in the first few quarters. Looks like most of the starters are out there, though, but Logan Gegg has taken a seat, and they'll bring on Seth Siebert, the backup quarterback, who is also a senior, just like Logan Gegg is, 6 foot, 167-pounder. Came in last game, was mainly a runner, made 6 carries for 32 yards and got a score against Dexter. He's the backup quarterback, and he is back to throw on this play on first down, and he airs it out toward Peyton Matthews, who was in the backfield as he caught it, and he catches it at the 20, but then he's taken down right away. That'll be a 5-yard loss on Siebert's first completion of the season. So Matthews, who just caught that touchdown for St. Genevieve for their only score of the game so far, as we're under 2 minutes to go on the running clock. St. Gen having to regroup now after what looks to be a loss to their crosstown rival as Siebert dropped the snap. He got tackled in the backfield. Another big play by that Valley Catholic front line. Joe Williams the stop, but he comes up limping after the tackle. And another 5-yard loss. It'll be 3rd and 20 for the Warriors. Dragons get Kennett next week, so it does not get easier. They will play here in St. Genevieve, but another very tough test for the Dragons to try and regroup from this one. Meanwhile, Valley Catholic next week will get their first home game. They'll take on Caruthersville, a team that they almost came back and won against on the road last year, but ended up falling short by about two touchdowns in a high-scoring affair. Under a minute to play. Here's 3rd and 20. They'll hand it off, and it is to the running back for St. Genevieve, Clayton Squires, who gets his first carry of the night. He barrels ahead for about a yard, and Squires, the sophomore, 5'6", 140 pounds. It'll be 4th down and 20, and looks like the Dragons, they don't have to run another play, and they probably will just let it run out. All Valley Catholic in this edition of the Old Settlement Rivalry. They get their 30th all-time victory against the St. Genevieve Dragons, and they win it by a score of 41-6. They've now won 6 out of 7 against their crosstown rival in the last 7 seasons, and they improved to 2-0 on the season. Final score, Valley Catholic 41, St. Genevieve 6. We will be back after this to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
This fall, commit to yourself and join the YMCA. Pay no joining fee in September, saving up to $100. Whether you're looking to get healthy, make new friends, or spend more time together as a family, the Y will help you succeed. Enjoy group exercise and water fitness classes for free. Try pickleball, swim in the pool, or walk on the indoor track. Take advantage of our free wellness consultations, fantastic personal training options, free child watch for household members, and so much more. Call 636-931-9622, visit gwryMCA.org, or stop by the Y today.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, general manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with 2 side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any 2 full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick 2 items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre-de-Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Al's Auto Body and Glass in St. Genevieve is the number one place to go for auto body work and repair. When you take your vehicle to Al's Auto Body, you know you're getting the best quality and restoration for your money. They will work alongside with your insurance company and make sure you drive home happy. For all your auto body and slat glass needs, see Adam at Al's Auto Body and Glass in St. Genevieve.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain, in the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. and we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
This is Bradley Dickerson, lineman for the North County Raiders. You're listening to High School Football on J98.
Score from St. Genevieve, Valley Catholic 41, St. Genevieve 6. As we wrap this one up on J98, it was all Valley Catholic. They had really some great offense, mainly on the ground game. They outgained the Warriors 293 to 197. They had 176 rushing yards. Most of them from Chase Dunlap had 115 yards on 16 carries for two touchdowns. Corey Stoll had a really nice game of his own, and he is our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. 11 carries, 50 yards, and three touchdowns for the Warriors tonight, and he really did set the tone with Chase Dunlap there. You just didn't know which guy was going to have the football, but when you have a back like C.J. Stoll who can give that other look and not let the defense hone in on the running abilities of a quarterback, you know, you have that running back who can, you know, find those holes. And you mentioned patience, and you really did see that from C.J. Stoll tonight.
C.J., just a solid back, very patient in the backfield. He waits for his blockers, looks for the holes, moves it upfield, and as a result, three touchdowns tonight. Just a solid performance by C.J. Stoll.
The defense really did show up, and especially that front four for Valley Catholic. It just seemed whoever was, you know, on that line, it didn't even need to be a starter. They interchanged some guys on that line, but Kyle Roth had a great game. Wolk had another great game for Valley Catholic, and you saw some really key sacks and some key moments that really stalled some St. Genevieve drives there.
Yeah, six sacks on the night. They're getting a lot of penetration in the backfield. They're just bigger and faster than they were last year. It's going to be tough for any team to stop them this year.
A lot of pileups from the Valley Catholic Warriors there on those sacks. Your Patsy's Furniture pileup of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's off St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. As we take a look at what St. Genevieve does from here, of course, they got Kennett next week. It doesn't get any easier, so they'll get a couple of tests in this one after this loss tonight to Valley Catholic. But did you see any signs where they could probably build off of something and try and get some sort of advantage against Kennett next week?
They had the one great drive in the second half, a great passing game and on that drive. Logan Gay can throw the ball, but what Coach Wyke has to work on is to get his offensive line to stop the penetration from the defense. If you don't have time to throw, there's no way your offense is going to get going.
So St. Genevieve falls to 1-1, Valley Catholic 2-0. And again, your Applebee's a Farmington player of the game, C.J. Stoll, with those 11 carries, 50 yards, and three touchdowns tonight. Your Applebee's a Farmington player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's in Farmington. Next week on J98, we'll be in Perryville once again, as we were in week one. But we'll showcase the Potosi Trojans and the Perryville Pirates as they square off in a conference and district battle in Perryville, Missouri. Make sure you tune in for that next week on J98 on your upcoming broadcast schedule. Brought to you by Hearing Care Partners. We listen so you can hear. Great game tonight, and it was a great night for the Valley Catholic Warriors as they win it by a final score of 41-6 over their crosstown rival, the St. Genevieve Dragons. For Michael Goldsmith, I'm Andy Humphrey. Big thanks to Lance back in the studio for running the show. We will now send it to coverage on AM 1400 KJEF Radio as the Seckman Jaguars lead the Windsor Owls 19-14 on our last update. That's where we'll send you next on High School Football on Regional Radio.